good. Good. Hello.
How are you?
Good, good.
Good to see you.
The same, the same. Amen.
How are you, ma'am?
Next year.
How are you?
Yeah.
How are you? You can't see me.
Hello. And now you can know whom I am.
Yeah.
So, karibu sana. Thank you for being so patient.
Amen.
Yes. Oh, karibu sana. Ama kuyo sana. Neju say, hello. God bless you, son. My grandson. Oh, God bless you. Have a good day. Oh, be blessed. Be blessed and grow well. Ah, can you get my country? God bless you. We are sorry.
No, okay, thank you.
The devil is a liar. He's at our feet.
Amen. You're here.
Yes, we are here.
That's what matters.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you.
So, I was thinking, because we've already started off, why don't you just get going and then you can eat afterwards? Can we do that?
Yes.
All right then. So, what I want to do, I just want to welcome everyone who has a testimony. And you know, brother, when we're praising and when we're praying, you know, I was telling God, I don't want us to just come here for the sake of it because it's just another meeting. But it's good to come with expectation, knowing that when we enter into the presence of God, we never go back the same. And I was being reminded about that woman with the issue of blood. And you know, this woman with the issue of blood, she was in the midst of so many people. So many people were surrounding Jesus at that particular time. But the Bible says that when she heard that Jesus was coming, she decided that she was not going to stay with her situation. And you know, in spite of the fact that the circumstances did not line up towards what, towards in the way that she wanted it to line up, you know, because there were so many people, and it's like, you know, and with her situation also, she was not supposed to be in the midst of other people because it was like a curse, you know, bleeding at that particular time. When you are bleeding, in her condition at that particular time, she was supposed to be maybe hidden somewhere, maybe locked up somewhere, but she decided to get out of her closet. And the moment she stepped in the midst of Jesus Christ, the Bible says that she even crawled down. She did not even stand where she was. She did not say that I'm going to stand here and just because the presence of God is here, and someone is going to speak and I'm going to be touched. But she decided she was going to take another level. She was going to crawl. She was going to touch the hem of the garment of Jesus Christ. And you know, at that particular time, it did not look good. It did not look, you know, it did not suit her because she had to go through the midst of other people. But the thing that she did caused her healing. And the Bible says when she touched the hem of Jesus' garment, the Bible says that Jesus looked and said, Who touched me? And you know, Peter, who was around, and the disciples asked, you know, Jesus at that particular time, why do you ask who touched you? There are so many people that are surrounding you. But Jesus said, not the one that Jesus said. The Bible says that somebody touched me because I had virtue flow from me. And you know, the Lord was reminding me one day when I was reading that there were so many people who were touching Jesus. It was not only that woman. So many people were touching Jesus. So many people were side by side towards Jesus because they wanted to see him. They came with different agendas. Okay. People came with different agendas in that particular meeting. Some people came to see Jesus. Some people came because they heard there was this man who was healing. But when this woman came, she came with one agenda, to touch Jesus Christ. She didn't want to go back the same. And because she did not want to go back the same, the Bible says because of that cry, because God is touched by the expectation of our heart, we can be so many. Because why do you go? Do you ever go for a healing meeting? Or you go for a specific meeting where the power of God is moving? And there are specific people that are touched, and there are people who go back the same. There are people who come in and it's like, well, it was just another meeting. But the people who go in so hungry for God, they never go back the same. So this moment, I don't want you to come in here and just you know, putting it in your way. I don't want us just to put in our mind that it's just another meeting, that the woman of God who is going to speak is just another lady who has been speaking to us. But I want us to be expectant from God. And when we are so expectant from God, when we are so hungry for God, we shall not go back the same. Praise the name of the Lord. So just for 5 minutes, I just want us to open up for anybody who has a testimony. Then we shall welcome the woman of God. Amen. Anybody who has a testimony? Or a word of encouragement?
Testimony and an encouragement when we were praying, when she was praying about our children and the people that's around us. That's the testimony about that I want to give. When we pray, each time we start to pray, when we pray about our children, we pray about the people around us, the people, our loved ones, you know, we are covering them in the blood of Jesus. And because we don't know, the enemy is so busy doing stuff out there, things that we do not even know. But the enemy is there trying to attack our families. But when we stand and pray for them, you know, we are covering them so that whatever the enemy tries to throw on them, on us, we've already covered them. Like yesterday, what happened? I was at work. Esther was at the house and she was home. So she called me when I just went out for lunch. So she called me and said, "Mama, are you at lunch?" I said, "Yes." She said, "Okay, can you please come home because I'm failing to get up." She was laying. "I can't get up, I can't move, and I have chest pains, and I can't breathe. I'm failing to breathe, I'm not breathing properly." So that's how I rushed. I just told my supervisor, I said, I called her because I was already out for lunch. I said, I might come back, I might not come back, but I'm going home. I went to check on my daughter. So I went, and I went there, and now I'm thinking, I'm like, okay, now she called me, she's off the phone. I tried to call, she was not picking up. So I'm thinking, I'm like, I should have maybe called 911 or what. So when I rushed there, okay, I found her. She had opened the door, she had left something. She had put a shoe by the door so that it doesn't close because she wasn't able to get up. So I went inside, I found her there. I said, "Are you okay?" She's like, "Come." I feel she had a pain that was from the back, it was coming through to the chest. So I took her with me. I said, "Okay, let's go to the hospital." And then I'm thinking, right? Now, the thing is, I had the same experience before. So I started asking her, "So how does it feel? How does it feel?" And then it comes to my mind, I'm like, I think the thing that I was going through, it wasn't for me. It wasn't for me. It's like something to prepare me, because that has happened before. Even I've gone through they call it medical. It's like a dizziness when you are so dizzy and you can't stand it. I experienced the same thing before. Little did I know that it wasn't for me. My mom was going through the same thing back home. So when she called me, she said, "I'm going through this." Then I said, "Okay, I'm going through that." Because, you know, back home, they were threatening. They started thinking, "Oh, somebody's bewitching her." And then I stood there. I said, "No. I've experienced that. I've been to the doctor. This is what they told me. At least that relieved them. And they took their minds off of where they were thinking." So the same thing happened to Esther. So I'm thinking, I'm like, when we pray for our loved ones, God will show up. He will show you something. He will bring an indication that it's not, maybe you are not going through it yourself. It's for somebody. It's preparing you for somebody else. And you even know how to handle it. So whenever we are praying, let's remember our loved ones. Let's remember our children. Let's pray. Let's stand. Let's stand for everybody, our neighbors, our friends. Because you never know, when the devil attacks, he just attacks. So when we pray, please, let's remember each time we pray for our loved ones. That's my encouragement. Cease not, pray every time. You know, there's protection and there's power in the name of Jesus. There's power in prayer, especially prayer. There's power in prayer. We shouldn't relax. We shouldn't stay back. We shouldn't wait for another person to pray. Each time, just pray. Every time you pray. In bedtime, you pray. In your sleep, just pray. Whenever God prompts you to get up and pray, just obey and pray. Because you never know. We are in a battle. Mm-hmm. It's a battle.
Mm-hmm. How is Esther now?
She's fine. She's fine.
Yes, we have to keep praying, we have to keep praying for one another. I remember Mama Rimo used to say that if you don't pray, you're actually an accident waiting to happen. Literally. An accident waiting to happen. Because anything can happen to you because you're open to the enemy. You've left your gates open. So it's good to surround your gates with prayer every time. Every single time you wake up. Don't just rush out and do your own stuff. Anybody with a testimony? Yes, or a word of encouragement?
I'm born again. God is good in my heart. I'm so encouraged by what we are doing today. But whose prayer is everything for me? I can say that I've seen the hand of God. And yesterday I was just like, prepared. They said they are going to fast, they are fasting for something. Then on the 7 in the morning, even I've started praying, God answered that prayer. So what I can say is that God is happy. And the reason why you have not been praying is because I'm taking pride. God has opened our business is moving so everywhere all the things. So God is good. Whenever I have time, I pray with you and pray for us to see the hand of God. And more so I can say it's because of what we have been doing, inviting the men of God in our house. We may not have anything, but I tell you in our house is always somebody throughout the year, somebody living in our house. And those friends they deposit in our house. So let's continue supporting the work of God, the men of God, and also in the presence
of God. Sister, God bless you. We tap into that.
Amen.
One more, and then we welcome the woman of God. One more testimony, word of encouragement. Sister Pine has a big smile there. She says that something.
Praise God.
Amen.
We can never learn something to say. Our life, when God is faithful, I'm well. I think I can give a testimony on behalf of Mom. She fell, 2 weeks ago? On a Saturday when I was vacuuming in the house, she fell. And she just went. So I went rush there, trying to pick her up. She was in so much pain, she could not go anywhere. And then she started complaining of pains. She went in for an x-ray, it came out negative. She could not hurt herself, even with her age, and it was like the floor, it didn't have a carpet on it. So we give God the glory. It was just a mild, they say it's a mild arthritis, so we are giving God even for the next step. And it's good, like we are speaking about prayer. Like yesterday, we were heading home, so busy, I was rushing, and I wanted just to get to the doctor. I was so tired. And then when we were just preparing, she called me, like, Mama Jerome, sit down, you pray. So she told me to pray. And when we started praying, you could tell there was something in the spirit, you know. She was heading to the bedroom, then she called me, like, sit down. Not even have an idea what I was going to pray, but just God poured out in my house and started praying, and she spoke a few things, and God has been good. It's good to be alarmed and to be in the presence of God, because if people have gone to bed like that, we always pray before husband, and my husband prays for her, but again she called me again to pray again. So it's good to be alarmed